former US Commerce Secretary has said he doesn't think pharmaceutical companies will run away from Ireland. Wilbur Ross, who served in Donald Trump's first cabinet from 2017 to 21, also said there are other EU countries with more to worry about than Ireland in relation to US tariffs. He's been speaking to our economics and public affairs editor David Murphy at an event in UCD last night.
The steel industry would have been wiped out if we hadn't put the tariffs in. And the aluminum industry is still struggling, even now. So I think people have to be very careful when they say the tariffs don't do what you think they'll do. Meanwhile, the other thing the tariffs are doing, Scott Bessent estimates that next year we will collect $300 billion more in tariff revenues than we otherwise would have had. Well, that's almost 30% of our whole deficit. So it's a very meaningful thing in terms of the other problem the U.S. has, which is current deficits and growing debt.
How do you think tariffs will affect Ireland?
Well, Ireland is a unique situation. For one thing, your own unemployment is quite low. It's only a little bit over 4%. And by European standards, that's pretty powerful, even pretty good by American standards. So it's hard to say that there's much bad going on in the Irish economy right now. Further, the big worry that Ireland has been having is about pharmaceutical companies. And as Trump's real complaint about the pharmaceuticals is that Americans pay much more for the same pharmaceutical than Europeans, Irish, or anybody else. And he's not going to let that stay. But as those companies gradually come around, and Pfizer already came around pretty well, I think you're going to see several of them do it, that'll relieve some of the tension. So it may be that pharmaceutical employment here won't be the big growth engine that it has been, but I don't think people are going to run away from Ireland. Ireland has a young, well-educated, very effective workforce. You have very good telecommunications, wonderful location to be a European headquarters for a company, fully funded national pension fund, a whole list of things. Those aren't going to change. And your tax rate is still a little bit lower than ours, so that's a help as well. So I think the gnashing of the teeth is a little bit overdone. I think there are other EU countries that have a lot more to worry about than Ireland.
That's former US Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross with our economics and public affairs editor David Murphy. It's 10 to 9.